Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Barry Carlton has come back to Rossville, back to Penny Gibbs, back to his hopes and dreams and the girl he loves. And with him, he has brought a determination that if Penny agrees, they'll be married. As he sits with Penny on the sofa in her living room, he says,
"Darling, I don't know how to explain why I don't care how others may feel or what they say, but I've been left alone for days, and I've thought it over constantly. I want to marry you. But, of course, it all depends on how you feel."
"You know how I feel, don't you, Barry? Look, darling, there's no question about my love for you. That's something that was settled long, long ago. But there is another factor."
"I know. I haven't forgotten it, Penny, not for a minute. But I've decided it's worth a chance. Who knows? No one can say for sure that we're taking a chance."
"No one can say for sure that we're not."
"That's true. And that means we are taking a chance, darling. I've thought about it and thought about it for days and nights. And I've come to the conclusion that even if there is a cloud hanging over us, a few years of happiness is better than none. Penny, do you feel as I do? Will you marry me?"
"Oh, darling, of course I feel as you do. I think maybe even I love you more than you love me, but I still don't know what to say."
"I think that I could talk you into saying what I want you to say, but I won't. It isn't fair to influence you in something like this. I made my own decision without influence from you. I want you to make your decision without me."
"Oh, darling, I can't say anything now. I'm so thrilled at seeing you. I'd agree to anything. I'd do anything. I'd say anything my heart told me to. But that's not right, is it?"
"No, it's not. I didn't decide in a day or overnight. I can't ask that of you. I want you to take time if you need it. You'll be more certain of your answer. And I'll be sure that it's right. And, darling, I want you to believe something."
"What, Barry?"
"If it's not, if you think it's wrong or unfair or the risk is too great for the little happiness we may have, if you say no, I'll abide by what you say."
"I know you will."
"Then do this much for me, will you, darling? Weigh carefully the possibility that we may have a rich, full life ahead of us. As good a life as any two young people who fall in love and live their lives together."
"I know, darling, I know, because that's my dream for us, and I do believe in dreams. I'll think about them, but not now, Barry. Darling, look, if I did think about them now, I'd say yes. I want to say yes. Darling, you don't know how much I want to. I thought about you every day that you were away. I worried when I didn't hear from you. And then I thought if you'd only write or come back to me, I'd say, I don't care about this thing. Let's not even ask other people for advice. Let's live our lives the way we want to live them. Together. And take that risk however great it is."
"Then all these weeks, we've been thinking the same thing, haven't we?"
"Well, you're not surprised, are you?"
"No, not a bit. I guess I'm very sure of
you. I want you to be, darling.
Are you sure of me?
You know that I am. And I'm just as sure of something else, too. And that's the answer of my heart. It's yes. It couldn't be anything else. Oh, darling, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I can't listen to my heart. I won't listen to it. At least not now. Oh, Barry, you will be patient, won't you?
Darling, I'll wait as long as you want me to.
It won't be long, a day or two or three or four at the most. Barry, this is serious because no matter what step we take, no matter what move we make, this is the most important thing in our lives.
It'll mark the course of our lives for all time, Penny. Yours and mine. Together or apart.
Well, that's why I want the time. That's why I want to do not what my heart tells me to, but, well, what I think's right.
Well, won't they be the same thing, darling?
I don't know. I really don't. That's why I have to think about it. And I don't think with my heart, because that isn't right.
Sometimes it is.
Well, I suppose so, but not when anything's as serious as this is, as final as this is. Because what I decide will change two lives, Barry, and I have to think of two things. I have to answer two questions. Number one, what will our lives be like with a shadow over them? Number two, what will our lives be like apart?
Well, I can answer your first question. We'll be happy, if only for a few years.
That's what you want, isn't it? Happiness, if only for a few years.
If that's all right with you. But it has to be all right with you, or I don't want it. That's why I've told you my decision, but I won't try to influence yours. But, darling, listen. When we've had these weeks apart, if you want to answer to your question, what will our lives be like apart, well, just think of the past few weeks. It should be easy to decide.
No, it's not so easy. Strange as it sounds, there's been a kind of happiness these last few weeks. I was happy knowing that you loved me. I was happy knowing that I'd found someone I love very deeply and very truly. And dreams can make a person happy. Because my dreams of the future are lovely and warming. Barry, if I have to say no, maybe it won't be final. Maybe it'll just be putting it off until another day when we can know more about the risk. Or we'll have had several years apart and know it's wrong.
I hope if it's no, that it isn't final. To have to live with no hope of ever having you would be living an empty life.
Oh, darling. Darling, I'll always have hope for us. And I want you to have hope for us, too.
I will. But I don't like the way we're thinking right now, Penny. It sounds as if you've already decided against it.
No, Barry, I haven't decided one way or another. I pray that's something I'm not capable of deciding right now. Or in an hour, or maybe even several hours. But I'll be able to tell you in a few days, I think. Because in a few days, I'll have an answer that I know's right.
Come in, Penny, come in. By the look on your face, I'd say this is going to be a council of war.
No, darling, not a council of war. A council of love.
I know it. Mothers always do.
And mothers always advise their daughters, too, and I need advice. From you, too, Jed.
Well, we'll be glad to give it if we can, child. Sit down.
All right. Oh, let me see now. Well, Barry wants to marry me.
Well, that's nothing new.
You mean in spite of the risk, darling?
Mm-hmm. Oh, darling, don't look so frightened. There might not be a risk. We've known that from the beginning.
That wasn't a look of fear or shock or anything, at least not on my face, child. It was just a look of wonderment, that's all.
Of wonderment?
Well, of searching for an answer. Maybe that's the way I should have put it.
All right, then, what is the answer, Jed? What is it, Mother? I love him, he loves me. We'll probably always love each other. I think we're quite sure of that.
Well, it shouldn't matter to you what our answer is, child.
I'd still like to know. Mother, what is it? What do you think I should do?
Well, Penny, if it were my decision, I'd say no. Don't marry him.
That's my decision, too. The risk's too great. Too small a guarantee of happiness. Too sure a promise of heartbreak.
But that's our decision, Penny. It isn't, and you mustn't make it yours.
We're of little or no help to you, child. But I told you we wouldn't be.
No, you have helped me, Jed. You don't know how much.
No, darling. What we say mustn't influence you what to do.
Mother, it won't influence me. I'll make my own decision. But I did have to know yours.
You'll have to make your own decision, child, or has it already been made?
No, Jed, it hasn't. I still need time.
Well, what do you think deep down in your heart, Penny?
In my heart, I think yes, but in my head, oh, I don't know. There are too many voices telling me too many things. There are too many arguments with cross purposes. I know I have to think about it, but I just can't seem to. It's all jumbled up in my head, all confused. Mother, that's why I had to know what you and Jed thought. I had to hear what you had to say. It does clear the confusion a little bit.
It influences you to say no to Barry, and that's something it must not do. We may think that if you married young Carlton, you'd be making the greatest mistake of your life. But it is your mistake to make, and yours to go ahead and prove us wrong and show us it is not and was not a mistake, no matter the heartache.
Sometimes, darling, a little heartache is worth a little happiness. Do you see now how we can be wrong? Do you see why you mustn't let what we say to you have any bearing on what you have to say to Barry?
Yes, Mother, I see. And don't have any fear that what you've told me will change whatever I say to Barry finally. No, Mother, I know that I have to do this alone. And I know that no matter what the decision is that I make, you'll both be happy.
You must remember that, child. Remember it when you go to Barry with your answer.
I will remember it, darling.
And know this, too, darling. Whatever you say, whether it's yes or no, it'll be the right thing.
Will it, Mother? Will it be right? Oh, how is it possible to tell the difference between right and wrong when there's so much right and wrong on both sides? I suppose it's right to marry him because I love him. It's wrong to marry him because what might happen later will break both our hearts. It's right to let him go because, oh, because we can find some substitute for happiness apart, I guess.
Oh, maybe not, dear.
And I suppose it's wrong to let him go because we're very much in love. I know this too, Mother. I know that when two people say they love each other, they're pledging their lives to each other and welding them together.
Will Penny Gibbs follow the advice of her foster parents and refuse to marry Barry Carlton? Or will she succumb to the dictates of her heart? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.